Inside the Hmong funeral home in St. Paul, Minnesota, a shaman sings over the body of Ying Zhang. She lies on the floor dressed in an ornate red and blue robe, tied with a thick sash. A small crossbow lies next to her to protect her soul from evil spirits. The shaman empties a bottle of beer into a plastic cup and places it near her as an offering. A relative, Gao Zhang, explains the shaman's song.
Right now he's sending that spirit to heaven, back to where she originally from. His or her great-great-grandfather and grandmother in Laos or Thailand.
Nearby, relatives tear red strips of cloth and wrap them around their wrists to keep their own souls from leaving their bodies during the ritual. Family members say Ying Zhang lived to be between 100 and 105. Her funeral warrants 4 full days of ceremony. Her grandson, Gao Zhang, says she deserves this honor because she was an elder in the community.
In our culture, age is very important. If you're older, you're considered wise, full of knowledge, requires a lot more days to honor you, and more people are going to come and pay respect to you. So that's why it takes 4 days.
4 days may seem long, but in Southeast Asia, Hmong funerals can last a week. But since life in America means a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday schedule, this means cutting down the time while stepping up preparations. Later that night, the Hmong funeral home is shrouded in a fog of incense and cigarette smoke. Mourners steadily stream into the blocky gray building, many bearing bouquets and wreaths. Inside a crowded parlor, one man plays a bamboo reed instrument called the game, while the other beats a drum. When they tire out, other Hmong players will step in, so that the music lasts for the entire ceremony. Several thousand people from the Hmong community are expected to visit the home during the ceremony. There's a solemn yet casual air in the way they talk and dress. The mourners wear khakis, windbreakers, and baseball caps. Some cry and wail. Others laugh and visit. The closest relatives will stay in the Hmong funeral home all 4 days. Many stay near the body, fighting sleep. Sometimes they take a break and go to the funeral home's dining hall to play cards and visit with other mourners. Family members cook for everyone. Down the hall in a cramped, steamy kitchen, there are huge kettles of rice and 4 of Ying Zhang's relatives are busy cooking meals for almost 100 people.
I think there will be lunch. Maybe 2 meals a day.
There's also meat that will come from animals sacrificed for the service. It's believed that a rooster can see a dead person's spirit, and when the bird is killed, its spirit will protect and guide the deceased in the afterlife. The cow is another companion. It can be used as a dowry for Ying Zhang to get a new start. Back home, the Hmong would have sacrificed these animals next to the casket, but American funeral codes have forced change. Su Zhang, who's not related to the other Zhangs mentioned in the story, owns the Hmong funeral home.
The animal, usually, you know, we not really bring animal here and kill here. You know, they just go to the butcher shop and they just do over there and just bring the meat here and cook.
It took a while for the Hmong to change the way they sacrificed their animals for funerals. Their old practices became a problem when early waves of Hmong began coming to the United States 30 years ago. At first, the immigrants had no choice but to use American funeral homes. Confusion quickly followed. Paul Johnson is a former staff member of Bradshaw Funeral Homes in St. Paul. He remembers one of the earliest experiences he had with Hmong funeral rituals during a visitation.
A man had come and he had a jacket on, and underneath this jacket there obviously was something that was moving around, and lo and behold, it was a chicken. And the man said that it was very important for this chicken to be a part of this whole experience. And in fact, what he had wanted to do was to kill the chicken right there.
The mourner was not allowed to kill the bird, but Johnson says the incident helped the Bradshaw staff begin to grasp the complexities of a Hmong service. The funeral home wanted to help the Hmong honor their dead, so when a family showed up later with a cow in the parking lot, the staff improvised a way to unite the animal to the deceased.
We didn't allow them to kill the cow, but we did allow them to tie a rope around the neck of the cow. The rope then extended from the cow all the way into the building. The other end of the rope was tied around the wrist of the man in the casket. That was enough for them to believe that, okay, now the man will be carrying this dowry of this cow with him into the next world.
I don't know much about the practices, even though I believe in the system.
For Lamont Tao, who has grown up in America, the Hmong funeral is very complex. Tao is in his mid-30s and brother-in-law to the deceased. He says keeping the old ways alive is a challenge.
And not many of the younger generation know about it, and even my generation, even though I practice the cultures, it's very complex to understand it. Even my dad is one of the spiritual elders, and I'm still learning everything. It's hard to know that when I'm going to learn all of those. I don't think I'm ever going to learn it.
But even though he doesn't fully understand the practices, Lamont says he's pleased that the service for Ying Zhang is going so well.
I think she's had lived her full life and we are very happy to give her the last respects. There's a lot of people attending the funeral services. I think it's as perfect as it can be.
It's the fourth and final day of the funeral. The musicians play on as a row of women stand beside the casket, weeping and dabbing tears away with handkerchiefs. The music pulses through the room, filling it with a vibrant, driving energy. And then, suddenly, it stops. An hour later, Ying Zhang is brought to St. Paul's Oakland Cemetery. A group of men remove all metal handles, hinges, and plastic fittings from her casket, so that only pure organic materials rest in her grave. Finally, she is laid to rest under a tall oak tree, among other members of her community. The wind rocks the lush, sunlit branches above. The funeral is complete. Her family is pleased that while she has left this world, she has been born into a new one, with wealth, vitality, and guidance. Ying Zhang's cousin, Dao Zhang.
We believe that when a person is born, life is very important, and we should celebrate life.
Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.